This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
I didn't come forward before. What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
So I had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
where
the window.
Where are you going? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Window, open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
not going to take this anymore.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen. We always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just at the 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones.
Again, I want to thank you all for joining us on this live Tuesday, November 29th, worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I want to look at just some examples of the private corporate government that is taking the planet over right now. World Economic Forum, its influence and control now extend to legislation and regulations in the UK. They appear to have seamlessly replaced the European Union. And they've now announced 3 months ago that the WEF is co-equal to the UN and has merged with the United Nations. Because the governments have no power in the UN, except for a handful of them in the Security Council. And then the UN bureaucracy runs everything else. And here's that document. His Majesty's Government, Regulation for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, white paper that talks about being under direct control of Klaus Schwab in the UK. Laura Ingraham talked about this, the architect of sovereign destruction, Klaus Schwab. They write all these articles attacking yours truly, saying, Jones is crazy. He claims Klaus Schwab wants to take over your government. If you go to his Wikipedia, it links right to his own website. He says, we want to capture democracy and take control from the people. That's a quote. They say we've penetrated the cabinets. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum says how to take a strategic approach to investing in metaverse. Because they're going to lock you down during the future lockdowns and make you work through the VR goggles. But it's been totally rejected, but they don't care because they need to imprison you in your home. They need to control your environment to fully engage in their mind control. They're a mind control cult. How to take a strategic approach to investing in the metaverse. And it goes on from there. Oh, you won't actually visit islands anymore. You'll pay to virtually visit them. And here are the names of the programs. Complete Control, Microsoft Magic Leap. Infrastructure Control, Meta, that's Facebook. Content Control, Axie. Platform Control, Roblox. They're going to lock you in your house and make you live in their false reality. You say, I'll never do that. It'll be tied to your social credit score. It'll be tied to you being able to travel. It'll be tied to you when they do let you out of your house. How much time do you spend in this hellscape brainwashing set they make you put on your head? Remember the 8-year-old video and photos of Mark Zuckerberg strutting through his Facebook event, and there are all his employees wearing the VR goggles, hunched over their laptops? He's not wearing the VR goggles. You've got the bag over your head. You're under their control. They're the master now. And that's why I'm so torn by Elon Musk. I know what's going on. It's like the good cop, bad cop with Fauci. Oh, I believe in lockdowns and forced injections.
but not more than 2 months. 100 days is too long. He's the good cop. He just wants you locked up and force injected. Not for more than 100 days, though. And Elon's like, well, I'm for free speech for some people. But regardless, he is freeing up Twitter to a great extent. He is letting people expose the vaccines are deadly. So he's a real paradox, ladies and gentlemen. Is he a man walking a tightrope in a balancing act? Hey, he's better than the average globalist. So I'm going to sit back and try to analyze it as fairly as I can. What do you think of Elon Musk? I'm going to open the phones up today. And the rest of the hour, I have a special guest joining us. And we're going to talk about Elon Musk. And we're going to talk about, is he good or is he bad? Or is he playing both sides? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And let's get first-time callers on again. Please, only your first-time caller in the first round. Second round of calls, we'll take everybody's calls. We love you all. But 877-789-2539. Elon drops bombshell about free speech suppression. Files he's found. Elon Musk says expose of Twitter's free speech suppression coming soon. We all know it's there. We have the documents. Twitter stops enforcing COVID-19 misinformation because everything the establishment put out was a lie. We were the truth. Good stuff by Elon. And incredible quotes by Elon about tyranny taking over the world. Only free speech can counter it. But then he goes along with it, censoring me. Twitter's no longer enforcing its COVID-19 disinformation rules. Very, very interesting, isn't it? It's a big deal. So Elon Musk sounds like Alex Jones. Is it that Elon Musk knows the populists are winning, knows humanity's rising, and he wants to be the maverick? Just like he took over PayPal or took over Tesla or took over NASA or took over all these things, taking over Twitter. And is that he doesn't want people to know about Alex Jones. Because I'm not in a competition with Elon. Actually, if he'd actually be real and do this, I'm ready to disappear right now. Believe me. I'm ready right now. I don't want the power. I don't want any of it. But Elon literally, I had it in my tweets and I lost it. Guys, pull up Elon's Twitter last night today. He says, like, tyranny's taking over. Only free speech stands in its way. There's a world government. It's out of control. Our children are being enslaved if we don't stand against this. And there's a bunch of incredible tweets. I don't know how I lost it in my stack. I'll try to find it during the break. But it's all over the news. Type in Elon. It's just, I'll do it on my phone. I'll show the crib. I love the crib. I'll show you right now. I'll do it myself. Just go to Google or go to Bing or go to DuckDuckGo. Go wherever you want. Just type in Elon Tyranny. There it is. This is a battle for the future of civilization. Where have we heard that before? If free speech is lost even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead. Print that again for me. I have nothing but support for what Elon just said there. But then he wants you to take a brain chip with Neuralink, and he wants you to be bathed in 5G satellites, and he does all, and he wants you to have the electric cars that actually have slave mines and cobalt mines, and he talks about babies dying in their arms. My baby died in my arms. I don't like Alex Jones. Like, I'm the ultimate sin. Oh, I questioned a mass shooting. Now when his child died in his arms, Alex Jones did that. Alex Jones is the devil. So no, Elon, I don't want to be the Christ figure in this because I'm not like Christ. I love Christ and I want to be like Christ, but I'm not like Christ. I'm a wicked, wicked devil, but I know that and I've made the right choice. But you want to say I'm the devil and you quote Christ against me and say that I don't suffer the children, that I've hurt the children, that I should have a millstone tied around my neck. Well, you are the second largest owner of cobalt mines in Africa where hundreds of children die a month.
as young as 10 years old, in cave-ins, in death. Did you hold the black children in your arms? Look, I know that's industrialization. I know that's a job in the future. I know the world's rough. I never judged you on it. But you're like the owner of that big NBA team that said, I don't care about Uyghur slaves in China. And then you sit up there all high and mighty and say, Alex Jones is the most evil man on earth, but I'm good. I'm Elon Musk. And it's just a joke. But then the paradox. He's doing all this good stuff. But see, that's the good cop, bad cop. At the end of the day, that's what it is. He knows there's a big movement against tyranny. He knows that's where the real future is. So what he's doing is hedging his bets. Well, Elon, I didn't hedge my bets. And I'm way richer when it comes to spiritual strength and truth than you'll ever be. That's why you've got to plagiarize everything I say and do while you try to bury the real thing. But Elon, one day, you will die. You will face your maker. And I hope before then you receive the Holy Spirit.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Screen your calls other than you have a clean phone line and you have a topic you want to cover. But when I do say we're covering a topic, that means we're covering that topic. What do you think of Elon Musk? Is he good or is he bad? So I want to talk to Michael in Hawaii about the division and lack of common sense. I want to talk to these other callers, like George wants to talk about DeSantis in 2024. But we're talking about Elon Musk. So I'm going to go to all the first callers that are about Elon Musk, and I'll get to you. And I'm not mad at you. It's just like, I want to hear what you have to say about this. Because, again, he's doing so much good, but also so much bad. He's now come out and said he's going to release all the documents how Twitter was working with the U.S. government illegally to manipulate the 2020 election and the 2022. Great. That's so much better than what Tim Cook and Sundar Pichai and all the rest of them are doing. Great. So I asked the question, then what's really going on here? Well, he says free speech is critical to stop tyranny and save civilization. Then he goes with an official story about me that isn't even true. We know what he's doing, saving his ass by throwing me under the bus, which is fine for me at the end of the day. I just don't know this guy is evil or is good or is nothing but a pure opportunist. Big Truckin' Tim in Ohio, first caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Hey, I just want to say thanks first off. I've been listening to you about 3 years, ever since this COVID crap started. And you woke me up to it, and, you know, and the red flags and everything else, the products. Phenomenal. I can't even say enough, but thanks.
Thank you, brother.
Secondly, Elon, you want to talk about Elon? I don't trust him. I mean, if you're going to be on one side or the other, pick a side. Don't play both sides of the fence. I mean, go balls to the wall, for lack of a better term, but pick a side. You know, if you're going to be free speech, you're going to let things out. Let everybody out and say their free speech. You know, that is the great, one of the things that made America great and that was founded upon. If you want to play God like he's doing with you guys and InfoWars and everything else, but oh, we can't let Alex back on. God forbid. I might upset the wrong person.
No, I mean, I agree with you. The question is, we know he's playing both sides, but is he good or is he bad? What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me he's bad. My gut tells me that he's setting up a lot of people to fall. And just like Tulsi Gabbard, you know, I don't trust her either. Like you said, judge a tree by its fruits, not by what they say. And that can go with anything in your life. You know, actions speak louder than words. And I've been taught that since I can't even remember.
No, I hear you, brother. I appreciate your call. I'm going to take a call in Italy, and I'll probably pronounce this wrong. It's Severino or Savarano. Thanks for calling from Italy. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name is Saverio. Anyway,
it's Saverio. Okay, thank you. Yes, Saverio, what a beautiful name. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I want to let you know this Elon Musk is a snake in the grass because he attacking you, which you are. Nobody in the planet. You know, are the president. You are nobody. So they are scared of you. He's a snake in the grass. It works for them. Tesla is financed from the government. They give money to him to run this Tesla. Are you lucky and you blessed that you are not Twitter? I hope Trump, you know, go to Twitter and like Steve Bannon say, we got destroyed the federal bank. We got to print our money. You guys got to print the money. We don't need these people. These people, they kill us. And this Klaus Schwab, who is that? He's coming from where? Who is this guy running the planet? Look, China. We got to destroy these people. But anyway, we got to start the civil war. Unfortunately, it is what it is. Italy, we are lucky. Meloni, she starts running like Mussolini, which he was a good man until the Federal Reserve, they want to destroy him and they kill us like they killed Mussolini. I'm half Jewish too. I'm Italian Jewish. And, you know, I support the EA. And I wish Alec Jones and Steve Bennett run for be a president and vice president. You guys be saved the planet. God bless you, Alec.
Thank you for calling, sir, from Italy. Let's take another call. Michael in Hawaii does want to talk about Elon Musk and division and lack of common sense. Go ahead, Michael. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. And thank you for doing such a good job, Mr. Jones.
I'm trying, brother. Please don't thank me. I'm pretty exhausted, though. Go ahead.
Okay. The theme of Musk, I believe, is billionaires are going to save us one more time. Okay, and it's completely false, I believe. And while your good cop, bad cop analogy is spot on, I believe that there's a time where the villain plays the leading role, and he's a shining knight. Okay, until he is a villain. All right. And I believe that he's only following the family business, okay, transhumanism, as Fauci is following his family business, whose Italian name, I love the Italian caller, he was wonderful, but the name Fauci translates to scythe, as in the Grim Reaper.
It actually does. It's sickle.
A sickle is a scythe. You're right. You know, it's just a farming implement. You know, in some places, I got to play with a scythe in my youth, and a sickle is a smaller scythe. Okay, so, but it's amazing that he's achieved such success. Bill Gates, following in the family tradition, genocide.
Well, you're right that Elon Musk's dad was a big transhumanist, and so was his grandfather. Well, he's like the head of the Transhumanist Society of Canada. So you're absolutely right that Musk is something else.
Well, and he will have his Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, and lull the people into complacency. And so far it seems to be working pretty well. Okay, and so in terms of Fauci, I would have to say, to give him his credit, he is the world's most successful mass murderer to date. Okay.
He really does make Joseph Mengele blush. Thank you for your call. Well, let's put Elon Musk's mom back on screen. She's a quote model, and it's all very, very dark, very occultic, very twisted stuff. So there's definitely something to all of this. And I'm actually honored to have Elon Musk come out and say he's holier than thou and I'm the devil while he has all these slave cobalt mines. Everything else, because I question a mass shooting. I mean, if I've got somebody like Elon Musk saying I'm the bad guy, I must be pretty good. It just gets crazier and crazier. And I don't want to make an enemy of Elon Musk. I mean, I wish we could turn this around. It'd be better for the globalists to stop doing what they're doing. But we'll see what happens. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTrin Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula,
Whole Food Multivitamin, Brainforce Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal and keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So here's my best thinking, and I'll go back to your calls and what's really going on. There are two different schools of thought: a Renaissance pro-human expansion, the universe is ours, just like the earth is ours, Genesis 2.0. And if there's a huge population bloom, it'll force stresses on humanity that make us basically innovate and go to the next level. And Elon's acting like he wants to go to Mars and have a pro-human future. You should have more kids. You shouldn't depopulate. Beware the AI gods. Beware the New World Order. Beware the tyrants. But then at every level, what he does is the very heart of the New World Order, while he speaks out against it. So you got to sit back and ask, what is that? And obviously, he's their man. He's their champion. He's the devil's champion, in his own words, out there doing that. And that's so they can control the discourse. Because there's another movement
if you extrapolate it out, the devil's a fallen angel, a fallen entity. It says, merge with me, become a god, Garden of Eden, get rid of the rest of the humans. You don't want their competition. You must prove you are the Superman, the Ubermenschen, by exterminating all the lesser ones. And that's really what the Satanism and the selfishness and the power and the control is all about. And so Elon is riding the fence, trying to be the king of both kingdoms in some Illuminati synthesis, basically, or balance. And they tell you in their movies, he's like Darth Vader. He's meant to bring balance to the Force, defeat the Sith. But really, he defeats the Jedi and the Sith and destroys the old existing stagnant order. And so Elon Musk thinks he's Anakin Skywalker. I mean, that's really in the Illuminati stratagem. That's what he thinks he is. And so I don't even need to ask the callers. The callers are great. You're bringing up great points. We'll get your take on it. But really, that's it. We all know what it is. I am just insanely honored that the devil's champion says I am the most evil person on earth. And the devil's viceroy, Albert Bourla, says I'm an agent of evil and the most evil man on earth. Why is Albert Bourla? Why is the ADL? Why is Elon Musk saying, I am the worst person on earth? Truth is, I'm not, folks. I love God. I love justice. I love children. I love you. I love strength. I love life. And I am not an angel. I am not godlike, but I love God and I try to follow God. I'm not an Ubermenschen. I'm just a man like my ancestors. I'm not a Superman. I made the image of God, though, that makes me beyond that, but only through God. So there we've answered the question of Elon Musk, I think. I don't want to judge the soul. Only God does that, and he without sin, let him cast the first stone. But to tell me I should tie a millstone around my neck, that I'm a persecutor of children, when Elon Musk owns those cobalt mines, where thousands of children have died in those horrible conditions. I've never killed one child, Elon, other than my unborn. And when I funded those abortions when I was a teenager, I repented later and didn't know what I was doing, and God has forgiven me. I'm not proud of it. In fact, I've explained it on air, that I'm a sinner, and you can always come back from that. And I pay by not having those amazing humans in my life. And it's a real point of darkness in my life. So, no more free ride to Elon Musk. He wants to sit up there and act like he's Jesus and quote Jesus, then you better start acting like it, buddy. How about you come out and say you believe in Jesus Christ and you repent and you want to receive the Holy Spirit and be born again? Or don't you quote Jesus Christ? Because the Bible tells us Satan masquerades as an angel of light and Satan quotes Scripture. But if you are a prototype of the Antichrist, as you wish you were, it's obvious, then know this, God will break you and you were defeated from the foundations of earth and the devil's champion is a loser. SG, or 5G activist, from Rhode Island, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor, but I'll skip the pleasantries. So a little bit of a background. I converted like a Kawasaki Ninja motorcycle to be electric a couple years ago. And there's really a great community of like people, you know, making open source kind of electric vehicles off of golf cart parts. And there's some companies that make, you know, unique stuff. But I'm always really not like Tesla because there's a couple of things. Everyone's talking about BMW or Mercedes doing a DLC unlock to make your car go faster. He's been doing that for a while, Tesla. They had one instance where basically you could pay to unlock battery capacity on your car. So, like, they found out it would be cheaper to make one battery pack. So you'd buy the cheaper, less capacity battery on paper, but really you have the same battery, and you could pay, like, $2,000 to unlock.
That's right. That's a very deceptive fraud.
Yep. And then another thing is, you know, being with the DIY EV community, there's been instances of people where they'll buy like a salvaged Tesla that just has body damage. They do all the repairs and then they find out it's been bricked remotely when they bought it. and that they have to take it, you know, some in some cases, three states over to a Tesla dealership and pay.
Oh, it's got all the AI pre-programming, social credit score, societal straitjacket systems in it. So if you judge a tree by its fruits, his mouth says a lot of good things, but what he actually creates is evil.
Yes, 100%. And going to Neuralink, like, I'm really afraid of that because, you know, we don't have AI. It's all machine learning. It's all code looking at pictures and patterns. If, you know, millions of people get a brain chip that's, like, monitoring their brain waves in real time, and then that stuff gets all put into a server, you know, I think they could make, you know, kind of like a demonic AI based off of people's brain waves, the amalgamation
well, that's it.
Of all that.
The robots won't really be human, but they'll model so many brain waves and actions, they'll be able to mimic humans, even mimic our voice, which is their next big scam to say, oh, your father or mother died, but they uploaded to a machine first, and so this is your mom and dad really lives on, but it's a facsimile, it's not really them. Great point, sir. God bless you. Let's go to Zach in California. Zach, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
All right, brother.
I just, you know, as far as Elon Musk, I just wanted to say that I actually think he's a rather, he doesn't know, when he bought Twitter, he doesn't know what he was getting into, in my opinion. And, you know, he failed the litmus test of, you know, unbanning you or unbanning you. I know you don't, you know, you don't want to be unbanned unless it's a free speech platform, you know.
Well, sure. I don't want to make it about me. They made it about me. The point is that we're having a debate about Elon Musk, and the listeners thought I was too easy on him. I wanted to see him do all these good things, and I'll be honest, he's doing a bunch of good stuff. It's just the end of the day, we need to really have a discussion about this guy because he's at the heart of the New World Order.
Right. Yeah, he, I think him, he's, I think he's speaking both, out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he's quoting, making Bible quotes and dressing up like the devil. That's, you know.
No, I agree. We know he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, but do we think he's a conscious devil champion or is he just a fool? And I don't think he's a fool. I think Elon Musk might be the most evil man on earth right now.
Yeah, he. I believe that. I can get behind that. And you know, I don't think that Twitter, as long as he's you know, playing. I think he is playing both sides at the same time. I maybe. But,
well, we know he's playing both sides. The question is he doing that to fool the globalists to beat him, or is he doing that to fool us and beat us and beat the globalists? Because the globalists all want to take each other over. I mean, is he the super predator playing both sides? And I think more and more he's moving into that category.
I think he is. Absolutely.
All right, Zach, thank you. Ahmed, Robert, Jacob, Josh, George, Herman, Keith, Steve, Jeff, John, stay with us. Infowars.com. I can tell you this is the real deal.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Smart guy, needs his own talk show. Doesn't want one, though, but we may make him do it. I said, "What do you think, Elon Musk?" And he says he's an opportunist based in the freest country in the world, taking over the satellites, taking over the cars, taking over energy, taking over the brain, taking over the internet, who basically, you know, talks this big game. But at the end of the day, the globalists currently couldn't even take him off the internet because he's got his own satellites, his own infrastructure, and he's basically one of their own types in a hostile takeover of their own system, because it is a bunch of addled, brain-dead Henry Kissinger types that are still in control, and Elon Musk is just marching in and taking over from them while claiming he's against them. It's just meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again. And I think that's basically what it comes down to, but we should have this Elon Musk discussion, because he was allowed to take over Tesla. He was allowed to get the government funding. He was allowed to take over much of NASA's missions. He's been allowed at every front to do what he's doing, while the power structure acts like they don't like him.
But at the end of the day, he is the power structure. And so I'm not going after Musk because he's attacked me. I mean, I think this is a really pregnant question now that needs to be dealt with. But I love the fact he's going to expose government control of Twitter previously. And you know, he's cutting back on the pedophilia on Twitter. I mean, those are good things. Those are good things he's doing. But in between everything else, it's a real enigma. So let's go back to your calls. Ahmed in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
General Jones, salute. What's going on?
God bless you. What's on your mind?
God bless you too, brother. I just was calling because it's time to psyop the enemy. The enemy's been psyop us for God knows how long. It's time to psyop the enemy. I want to relate this to also like to the Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. They were playing with each other like how they're not. In the off season, they were playing with the media because the media was attacking them because of what happened with the vaccine mandates with Kyrie and Kevin Durant defending Kyrie, and they saw how much fire and scrutiny they were under. So in the off season, they were playing the media saying that we're not going to be on the same team. We don't like each other. I'm going to go play with LeBron, blah, blah, blah. So I'm looking at this in a grand scale as the same thing as like Trump making the vaccines. If it wasn't for him making the vaccines, he hijacked the movement because it would have been Bill Gates and his vaccines. So I look at this as Elon Musk playing not with you, but playing with the psyops, the people that create these psyops on the public. It's not that he doesn't like you. It's just that if he befriends you, Twitter's going to be taken off Apple Store, just like your app was taken off of the all the platforms, which is a disgrace. Honestly, the free speech. Another thing is it's a blessing for you because Bandai Video is powerful as ever. And honestly, Bandai Video kicks the crap out of YouTube any day and Rumble and any other place because this is where you get your information. This is where you stream out. This is where you rely on yourself, lean on yourself, and you're self-dependent, self-reliant. And that's what it's all about is being self-dependent, self-reliant. So we have to create our own renaissance. And I feel like Elon Musk is pushing off against you because he doesn't want all the heat on Twitter, free speech, child pornography that's on Twitter. And he also accessed all the data, how old is Twitter? He owns all the data that they've been messaging back and forth with all the child human trafficking.
Oh, you're right. It's major leverage, or you call it blackmail, against the deep state. That's a great point. Well, there's no doubt he was under pressure for not censoring more, so he just threw me to the wolves as a way to get out of that. I mean, that's clear. That's not debatable. It's just I was having a larger discussion. But you make some great points. God bless you, sir. Really powerful caller. Brian in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's the hostile takeover approach that your producer said. But there's a lot of people like Kanye West, Trump, that I don't fully trust, that I want to trust and think they mean well, or they're less evil than the previous people. But I'm always worried about mind control and blackmail. And but more so than that, it's like everything comes down to the mind control, or David Icke talked about Sykes running the operation. And there's always powerful doctors or psychiatrists behind celebrities and powerful people.
Absolutely. Look, I know Kanye West very well. I'll leave it at that. And nobody's controlling that guy. Doesn't mean I agree with anything he's saying either. But when it comes to a lot of these other people, that's definitely going on.
And I feel like they're trying to do that on the individuals and get control of the opinion leaders like Bernie Spears. And I felt like one person you were wrong about, but I think you might have changed course with Michael Jackson. I think that's an interesting piece of the overall equation.
Yeah, well, they never proved he was having sex with kids. He'd definitely been abused by his father. That's on record. And so he was arrested development like a child and wanted to be around children. He was a drug addict. They put him on drugs to control him. There's no evidence. You're right. Decades ago, I said Jackson looks like a pedophile. But the more I studied the story, he was abused. There was no evidence he ever abused children.
Yeah, I was in the courtrooms in 2005 and knew people involved. And it was completely the first character assassination fraud by the media. And it's what they replicated on Donald Trump.
Brother, you ain't got to tell me that. They sent me right after they sued me, or some group did. Hidden child porn embedded in emails. We never opened it. They sued us, demanded those emails, then found the hidden stuff and said, I sent it to them.
Yeah, he was the ultimate scapegoat for Hollywood and all the other people. All the young people that were in Hollywood were going to him for comfort, and to confide in about who the real pedophiles were, and everybody fell for it, unfortunately. And but I'm glad you understand now. And
well, I mean, I think the jury, I'd say the jury's still out on Jackson. They never proved anything to sexual kids. Definitely screwed up. Definitely had the brain of an 8-year-old. Incredible talent. Genius at music and stuff. I love Michael Jackson's music. The point is that he was definitely, you hear those recordings people secretly made. He's like a little kid. I mean, that guy was raped, beaten, hardcore. You know, all the songs he was singing as a little kid out there, behind the scenes, he was being tortured. That's admitted. All right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Jeff in Canada's up next. Let me just say this very briefly. Today's the last day to get a free gift. The huge sale goes on, but Vital Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all going to sell out very, very soon, just like X2 and X3, and the coffee and the T-shirts are going to sell out today. They're all limited edition. They're all gone after the day forever. Only a few of them left. Infowarsstore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Every order gets a free gift. It's got to end at midnight tonight, because we're almost completely out of everything. And all the books and films and T-shirts, everything will never be there again, because we're going to a smaller, leaner and meaner warehouse, lower shipping prices, a lot of stuff's about to happen. But to do that, we've got to get leaner and meaner. So all this classic stuff is gone. Gone tonight at midnight. Infowarsstore.com. Get your free gift. Infowarsstore.com. Whatever you order, a free gift. Jeff in Canada, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I just want to say first that I love you. I love InfoWars. I pray for you guys every day. I pray for your supporters. So I just, before I make my point about Elon Musk, I want to make two quick points. One, when they came out with that ridiculous $1.25 trillion judgment against you, or it was advertised as
it's
that.
It's actually 1.44 billion.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I was going to have you, or I suggest that you do some kind of a press conference and offer them a $100 trillion Zimbabwe note and ask them for change.
You know what? I thought of the same thing, and I had some around the office. Guys, reorder online. They're expensive now to actually get them. Get me like a $20 trillion Zimbabwe note, and I'll say, hey, you can keep the change. And it's not to make a joke about it, but they did that to psyop our audience. Like, it must be over. He owes $1.44 trillion, or $1.44 billion. They asked for trillions. It's just insane. It means nothing. We're in bankruptcy. The money you buy products doesn't go to them. We're appealing it for years. So a lot of listeners are like, I'm not going to buy a product anymore. It goes to them. None of the money goes to them. We're in a two-year appeal process. We're in bankruptcy. If we make it through that, and then we lose the appeals, then in a couple years, a percentage of profit will go to them. But that's like a million years away, folks. We need funding now to fight them to go to the appeal. Notice they say, oh, we don't want the money. Just shut him down, because they know they're going to lose on appeal. Do you understand?
That points out their insanity of their judgment. It also
Hold on. I don't want to cut you off. Don't hang up, Jeff. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come right back to you in 2 minutes, and then we have a very special guest. I tried to get the crew to hire her a couple years ago, because I can tell she's a great reporter, and just somehow it never happened. But hey, it doesn't matter. She's on OAN and knocking it out of the park, and the left hates our guts. Because she's got beauty and brains. Got a very special guest coming up after call. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.